From tests to T20, William Hill InPlay Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and a warm welcome along everybody to William Hill's Cricket World Cup podcast. We'll be taking a look at England in action against Bangladesh on this edition of the podcast, and a brief word on Ireland's game against India and also Sri Lanka versus Scotland. Sam Norris here on the podcast with you, and joining me on the line, I'm delighted to say, is former England and Yorkshire cricketer Anthony McGrath to take a look at some of the betting. How are you today, Anthony?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm not bad, yeah. Fresh from... Good. A fantastic game yesterday between Ireland and Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be really impressed with Ireland. You know, how they've gone about this World Cup. They've looked a fairly good unit, and another very good win for them.
Yeah, and another reason, I suppose, why so many cricketing fans want these associate nations to stay in the World Cup. I mean, they've probably provided the pick of the games, I would argue.
Well, that's right. I mean, you look at the performance again against the West Indies, but I think we mentioned it before, it is a World Cup for a reason. You know, we want as many people playing our sport as possible, and, you know, teams like Ireland and, you know, Scotland, Afghanistan, if you take away the chance of getting to a World Cup, you know, there's really no point them playing. So, for me, it's great to have them at the World Cup, and they've provided some great entertainment so far.
Yeah, certainly have, and... holding their own as well. I mean, there's only Scotland and the UAE that are winless in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, Ireland, you know, they've surprised a few people, but they've got some really good players in there. You know, a lot of players with first-class experience. You look at Ed Joyce, you know, in particular, Porterfield, the O'Brien brothers. They've really got some good players, Sterling from Middlesex as well. So, you know... You need your best players to perform, and that's what they've had. And they fielded very well as well. And you look at them, and they look a really good unit. So you know, you could go on and try and you know, maybe upset one of the bigger teams in the quarterfinals. You just don't know yet.
Yeah, certainly could do. Looking forward to watching them in due course. We'll dive in then to some of the betting surrounding the England match. England take on Bangladesh in Pool A. 2-7 for England, 13-5 about Bangladesh. We've seen throughout this tournament, Anthony, some real short price favourites. But what do you make of England at 2-7? That looks incredibly short.
Oh, yeah, I worry for England because, yes, you know, everyone's expecting them to beat Bangladesh, but 2-7 is so short. And Bangladesh are some really dangerous players, and I wouldn't be pinning any hopes at all at the moment on England. And, you know, to be honest, if I was looking at this game and taking the form and everything we know, I'd be looking, you know, maybe to have a little bit on Bangladesh, because if England play how they have been, then Bangladesh can certainly beat them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Bangladesh have actually performed better in this World Cup than England have. They've both played four games, two wins for Bangladesh, just the one for England. 13-5 could represent some fantastic value, really.
It could, yeah. I mean, I was shocked when I saw the price. It really is a big price for the two teams at the moment. So, you know, England's bowling worries me more than anything. I think they'd have been happy with the 300 they posted against Sri Lanka, but bowling would just look so inept at the moment, short of ideas, and we don't have any pace or any spin really to trouble the opposition. So I think Bangladesh will be really confident this morning.
Yeah, you'd imagine so. We'll take a look at some of the batsmen and bowler markets then, try and sniff out some value. We'll start with the top England batsmen. It's 3-1 for Ian Bell, 130 Alex Hales, 130 Moeen Ali, Joe Root 7-2, Gary Balance 11-2, James Taylor 13-2, sevens or bigger the rest. Who can get the scores for England?
Well, I think you look at how Joe Root played. I mean, I've been expecting him to perform before that in the World Cup, but I think he showed his class against Sri Lanka in the last game. So I think he represents some good value. Bats in that middle order, plays spin well. So I like I like Joe Root there in that market. The other man, the man to keep an eye on, he's not fired as yet, but he's certainly got an innings in him. And I think he might come in a little bit early, especially if England get off to a good start. And that's Josh Butler. I think he's a 10-1, if that's right. I think he's a man who can score quickly, hits the boundaries. The boundaries are shorter at Adelaide, especially to the side, so he may be worth a little punt as well.
Okay, fair enough. Then, yeah, Joe Root available at 7-2, and as you mentioned there, Josh Butler at 10-1. We'll move on then to top Bangladesh batsman. Mamadullah is the 4-1 favourite in this market. Raheem is also 4-1. Iqbal 4-1. Al Hassan 9-2. 9-2 for Sarkar. It's a pretty difficult market to call this one, Anthony. Very close.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, you know, as I said, they've got some talented players, Bangladesh, so like to be aggressive. The man I'd go for in this market is Tamim Iqbal. I thought he looked back to somewhere near his best against Scotland. He has struggled a bit over the last year or so, but he's a talented player, and I think he'll be licking his lips, especially facing the England bowlers at the moment. So, for me, Tamim Iqbal.
Okay, Tamim Iqbal then, 4-1 shot in that market. The top England bowler betting available, it's James Anderson 3-1, Chris Wokes 10-3, 10-3 also about James Treadwell, Stephen Finn and Stuart Broad. Then it's 7-2 Chris Jordan, 11-2 by those. You mentioned obviously the performance against Sri Lanka, where England, as you said, put up a reasonable score with the bat, but only managed to take one wicket off Sri Lanka. So
it worries me. I mean, I really couldn't put anyone up with a great deal of conviction or a decent argument why I was picking him. I think you could pick any of the England bowlers. I really do worry about our bowling. It's very, very similar in terms of pace. As I say, we've not really used our frontline spinner in James Treadwell. I think you could just put names in a hat and pick someone out. I really do with the seamers. If I had to choose one, I'd probably go for Chris Wokes, simply because he bowls at the end and you know, he can get it reversing. So for me, Chris Wokes, but as I said, it could really be anyone.
Yeah, fair enough. It's not a market I think people will be taking with a huge amount of confidence, that one. We'll move on then to top Bangladesh bowler. Al Hassan is 11-4. Murtaza is 10-3. 4-1 for Sunny, Islam and Ahmed. Who gets the damage done for Bangladesh?
I'm going to go for Shakib Al Hassan. I think we saw against Sri Lanka, when England got off to a good start, we really lost momentum against the spin. And I think Shakib Al Hassan, he's played a lot of international cricket all around the world. He's got county cricket experience. He'll know the England players. And I think sometimes we can struggle, English batters, against the left-arm spin. So I think he's ahead of the market for a reason. He's probably Bangladesh's best bowler. So Shakib for me.
Okay, Shakib then in that market for Anthony. We'll move then, just take a quick look at the man of the match markets, which are always fun to play. And because the traders have priced up England so shorty, you actually do get plenty of good value about Bangladeshi players. The shortest priced Bangladesh player is Al Hassan, as you mentioned there, at 12-1. It's 11-2 for Moeen Ali, the favourite. Ian Bell, 13-2. Alex Hales, 8. Gary Balance, James Anderson and Joe Root at 10. So if you fancy Bangladesh to win, you can get some cracking prices about some of their players.
Yeah, I think this is a market where, as you say, you can get a real bit of value, and you can pick a couple of players out. For Bangladesh, as I say, I'd stick with Al Hassan because he bats as well. We just talked about his bowling, so I think that's a really good price. If you fancy in England, I'd be looking at probably Josh Butler, as I mentioned, because I think he can come in and do some damage, and Joe Root again, because he bats, and I think we'll see his bowling as well at Adelaide. It normally helps the spinners, so I think you know, either of them three will give you a decent run for your money.
Okay, fair enough, and plenty to think about in that man of match market then. Any other bets standing out to you, Anthony?
I don't think so. I mean, for me, the real value is a Bangladesh win. It pains me to say it as an Englishman, but really looking at the prices, I think it's I was really shocked at the price given the form, and I think you know, the smart people might be on Bangladesh.
Yeah, absolutely. It hasn't been very often in this World Cup where the real value's been in the outright prices, but certainly looks worth it for Bangladesh there. We'll take a quick look then at Scotland and Ireland. They're both in action as well. We'll start with Ireland's game against India. It's 1-10 for India. Ireland are 6-1. As we mentioned, they've been the surprise package of this tournament, Ireland, but India's a different kettle of fish altogether.
Yeah, India surprised me, actually. I mean, I know they nearly had a slip-up against the West Indies the other day in Perth, but they didn't have any form coming into the World Cup, but they've looked really good, actually. They seem to have come alive just at the right time. So I expect India to win. I mean, I think Ireland, again, will put up a good show. But India, when they play and they're on the game, they're really difficult to beat, especially with the bat. So I think India will win that.
Yeah, fair enough. And Scotland also in action in their Pool A match against Sri Lanka. Again, Scotland have given a reasonably good account of themselves this tournament, but Sri Lanka's going to be a tough assignment for them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, against Sri Lanka, I know they've lost today, but they'll win this comfortably. You feel a bit sorry for Scotland. They put up a good show against Bangladesh. You know, and Afghanistan was the game they really needed to win. That's what they were really targeting. So, you know, I think Sri Lanka will win this comfortably. You look at Scotland compared to Ireland, they probably just haven't got that bit of quality, you know, from the domestic first-class game. And I think that's where it's lacking. They've got some good players, but not really the depth. So I think, you know, Sri Lanka, the price represents it. They'll win this game comfortably.
Yeah, it looks fairly straightforward for those two matches. You just mentioned the price. It's 1-25 Sri Lanka, 10-1 for Scotland.
Yeah,
pretty much says it all there, doesn't it? Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast then, Anthony. Hope you enjoy the matches and, well, hopefully England can put up a little bit of a better showing.
Yeah, let's hope.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.